It's November the 25th. Let's read the Bible. Friends, welcome back. In January, we started in Genesis by God's grace. Next month, we're going to wrap up in Revelation from Genesis to Revelation in just 1 year. I'm smiling because it has been a long, long journey through this year. Great deal of joy, but it's taken us a long time, but the end is in sight. So God bless you and thank you for being with us. I got a couple of nice comments that came in. I'll just read this one. This one says, Tony from Gates, Tennessee, always a great start to my mornings. Thanks. Well, Tony, thank you for starting your morning with us on the Bible Bus as we read our way through the Word of God. And then this one, thank you, Pastor Ray, for being faithful to God by reading His Word out loud for us. It's been such a blessing to me and my family and friends I have shared with. I haven't missed a day. And it is signed Wiley. Well, Wiley, thank you. I continue to be amazed by friends like you who've been with us from the very beginning until now. Well, and stick with us because the end zone, the finish line, we're almost there. So whether you joined in January, February, March, April, May, doesn't matter. Thank you for being with us. Just a reminder, if you'd rather listen to the audio podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify, just look up Let's Read the Bible! Exclamation point. You can find us there. All the audio is online at those three places, and it's all free 24/7. So take advantage of that. So we are in the Psalms of Ascent. And in case you have just joined us, you know, we're taking Old Testament books and New Testament books in the canonical order, but we're interspersing them. The one thing we've done differently is we took the book of Psalms, which is 150 chapters, rather than read it all the way through at once, we broke it up into 10 sections of 15 Psalms apiece. We're almost done with that now, but right now we're reading from Psalm from Psalm 121 to 135, and I'm reading these psalms from the New International Version, 1984 edition. This is the pulpit Bible we used for the Bible reading marathon at Calvary Memorial Church back in 1999. So today we are reading Psalm 127 through Psalm 131. These are the Psalms of Ascent. I think of them as we call them today, something like worship choruses or, in another generation, campfire songs. They're all very short. These were the songs that the Jews would sing, Jewish believers, as they were going up the mountains to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. So we begin with one that is quite familiar, Psalm 127, a song of ascents of Solomon, and we say, Lord, please make your word come real and true and powerful for us as we read it together. Amen. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. Now, Psalm 127, Psalm 128, they go together, and you'll see why. Psalm 128, also a song of ascents. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, your sons like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 129, little change in the emotion here. This is a kind of an imprecatory psalm, a song of ascents. Psalm 129. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, let Israel say. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. With it the reaper cannot fill his hands, nor the one who gathers fill his arms. May those who pass by not say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. That's the ending of that. It's very unusual there. But verse 5 says, may all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. There are those who hate Israel. They hate Israel. And the prayer here is, may they be turned back in shame. May anybody who sees those who hate Israel, may they not say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Psalm 130. This is a powerful one. This is a song often used in various worship services, a song of ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. And finally, Psalm 131. My heart, this is a psalm of ascents, song of ascents also of David. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Many years ago, I preached a sermon from Psalm 131 called What Children Can Teach Us at Thanksgiving. You can find it on the Keep Believing website, by the way. And what children can teach us is the virtue of contentment, to bring ourselves, not to be concerned about things that don't concern us. I think I've told you before about that sign that we have in our kitchen, got from a friend. Feel free to have no opinion about that. Sometimes we let ourselves get away from ourselves. We let our mind run away. You know, social media stirs us up, and the news stirs us up, and the internet stirs us up. And there's a lot of stuff in the world going on that does rightly concern us. But there is a point. It is a great blessing to become like a weaned child, to be able to rest, a weaned child with its mother, to say, Lord, I am resting in you. I am confident in you, and I am quiet. I will rest in you and leave the running of the universe in your hands. I saw this somewhere. You don't have to be the savior of the universe. That position has already been filled. So, Lord, we thank you that you're the God of our families. We thank you for the blessings of children and of grandchildren. We thank you for the beautiful picture here of a husband and a wife together with their children gathered around the table, blessed of the Lord. Oh, help us to fear you. Oh, help us to trust you. And I just have to say this. Verse 6 of Psalm 128, very special to me. May you live to see your children's children. It's a special thing to me. My father died in 1974, so that's 49 years. In fact, almost, you know, it is 49 years ago now. My father died. He never lived to see his children's children. I was, of the four Pritchard boys, I was the first one to get married. In fact, Marlene and I got married in August of 1974, and Dad got sick and died. He was the best man at our wedding in August of 74. My dad was a surgeon. Got a call from my mom 6 or 8 weeks after the wedding that Dad had taken sick. I couldn't believe it. He was a surgeon, doctor. He made people well. He'd hardly ever been sick a day that I'd ever known him, but he took sick with some strange infection and was gone about 2 weeks later. And I've often thought about myself. I've been blessed in so many ways. Very few sorrows, but one of the sorrows of my life that my dad never got to see our three sons, his three grandsons, and then the other grandsons came through, the other boys. My dad never got to see that. And I remember I'd have to go back about 12 years now, when Josh and Leah told us that they were expecting a child that would be our first grandchild. I'll never forget. We had the party where they tell you they're expecting a child, whatever you call that party. And Josh said to me, he said, "Dad, stay alive. Because Marlene's dad had died when she was born. And Josh said to me, he said, "You know, I grew up without a grandfather. Dad, stay alive." I said, "Son, I'll do my best." And now God has given us 11 grandchildren. There's hardly any greater blessing in life. I mean, what does money mean? What does it mean next to seeing your grandkids? Money means nothing compared to that. May you live to see your children's children. Somebody paraphrased it this way: may you live to see your grandchildren playing at your feet. I have lived that long. I feel like a very blessed man. So may God help us to enjoy the simple blessings of life. A wife, a husband, kids and grandkids, a table with food on it, a roof over our heads, and friends who love us, and people we love, and a church we care about, and brothers and sisters around the world. May we pray for and remember those who do not enjoy those blessings. And we ought always to pray for those who do not enjoy all those blessings. And then let us say, "God, give us eyes to see all that you have done, the simple blessings that you have given us, which are not simple at all, because they all come from your hands." Hey, go out and have it. It's already a great day. Do you understand? It's already a great day. We have read God's word together. It's already a great day. But go out, enjoy the great day God has given. Remember how blessed you already are. Come back tomorrow, one more day in these Psalms of Ascent. God bless. See you then.